When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hoo-wee, what is that smell? Oh, it's just the Saints-Giants game coming from New Jersey, that garbage dump over there in the Newark area. The Saints at least winning, though, 14-11 at the Meadowlands area over the New York G-Men for another victory for the black and gold Cajun Cannon. 14-11, Saints on top, 5-8 on the season now. But boy, it was not easy to watch this game.
Well, it was two garbage teams. I mean, if you're in the NFL, it's not, you say, oh, Bob, how can you say that they're professionals? You can have bad garbage, and you can have that, you know, you're trying to qualify to be part of the NFL. You know, it's not the Premier League when you look at it in soccer in England. You got to qualify to be able to participate. I look at the Giants and the Saints. They'd be trying to qualify to play for next season
right,
in the NFL.
Right, don't relegate us.
Yeah, exactly. So nothing to write to him about. Write home about. It was two bad teams, and it was an ugly game. But you don't apologize for winning. It's the NFL. Now, if you lose this kind of game, I thought for sure it was going in overtime. I don't know. We got to give Brian Brzee a game ball for sure because that had a significant impact, and it wasn't only on the block field goal, but what he did throughout the game. I'm going to elaborate on that. And we went on and on. I mean, it was like, it was just very discouraging how seems like we had the momentum, but we couldn't put them away. I don't know. Do you feel like that we could finish games? What I mean by finish games, I'm not even looking at the fourth quarter. I'm talking about, okay, the last 4 or 5 minutes. We can't close out games. We still cannot finish games. Now, I would take this ugly win, and I feel good about myself if we were playing the Packers in Green Bay on Monday night, and we won ugly. I'd say, hell yeah, the Packers are good. The Giants aren't good. The Giants are sorry. They're not very good. So nothing to write home about. Look at the five of the first six drives. The Giants had great field position. They had only 6 points. You play some other team, you might be down 17 points or three touchdowns. So, look, if I'm looking at Drew Luck, I mean, what, he didn't even have his first completion. He was 0 for 8. Now you can look at all that. How many negative runs we had? Then all offensive line was playing together. You know, since the Eagles game, oh, like Deuce and I were talking about this, I'm kind of disappointed. You know, we said if all said and done, we don't have 145, 150 yards rushing. Well, you look at it, we had 92, and we averaged 2.8. Came into the game averaging 4.6, and we have all offensive linemen. You know who didn't have a very good game, and we need him for the future, and I think he will continue to go for Fuaga. Look, a lot of times Fuaga, we couldn't block that number zero. Burns? What's his first name?
Brian Burns. Know him too well for those Carolina days.
Yes, Brian Burns. We couldn't block him. No, we were trying to block him. All I know, when all said and done, and you look at Brian Burns, he ended up having a sack. He had two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss, forced fumble. No, we couldn't block him. And our tight ends? When you're a tight end, you got a run block. I want to catch passes. I don't care if you Foster Moreau, Juwan Johnson, or who's the cat we got from Colorado State? I'm trying to think of his name right
now. Dallin Holker.
Holker. You got to be able to run block, and you might be called upon to pass block. A lot of times, well, where is the pressure? Well, why are we getting these tackles for loss? You're a glorified tackle in a run game, and you're not blocking nobody. No, we were horrendous in that area. Too many negative runs. Steve, I'm going to have to get the exact number. You and Charlie, I was like, I know it's at least 8 or 9. Where it's like,
right, at the half, it was 6.
I'm not talking about like, we got stuffed. 1 yard game, 2 yard. No, minus 2.
Too many times I was telling you, Kamara, -2.
-3, whoever it might be. And you know Kamara, if they block for him, he knows how to hit it and
sure.
Get it. Even Kendra Miller. I think Kendra Miller, I'm excited that he didn't come out the game. He ran at least 10 times. He had a one long gain of 9 yards. That touchdown was impressive by him. That was old, like old rugby version of Deuce McAllister against the Eagles going back in the playoffs. You know, right. Like, whoa, he's not stopped yet. He's going in the end zone. But he only averaged 3.2, and Alvin Kamara was at 2.6. So overall, that's nothing to write home about. Now, and Coach Rizzi acknowledged this, and we paid attention to this, because we've been horrendous. We have been, what I mean by that, horrendous in the third quarter. You know, you go to halftime, you have a short time, and you make adjustments, all that. We were outscored almost 3-1 in the third quarter. It's like 69-25. Where now it's 32-69. It's still more than 2-1 that we're being outscored coming out after halftime in that third quarter. Where are we at going forward? I mean, all I know is, I mean, don't you think that it's going to be an upset if we beat Washington, even though it's at our house? Yes. Like I said in the pregame, we're only going to be favored against the Giants and the Raiders. We're not going to be favored against Washington or Green Bay or the last game against Tampa Bay.
Especially if Carr's out an extended period of time.
I don't know. When he gets tackled one time, he had maybe a concussion, hurt hand and all. I mean, so what, if you get tackled now, you automatically have a concussion? I don't know. It's like okay, you got your bell rung, got hit hard or whatever. Let's go in the tent. Everybody wants to go in the tent. Okay, I understand they worried about player safety and all that, but I don't know. Sometimes that bothers me. But anyway, looking at what occurred, we've been terrible on third down offense. Now, outstanding on defense. Now, the Giants are terrible offensively. But they were only 5 of 19, 26%. That's outstanding defensively. But we need to be in the 40-some percent. We were 5 of 15, 33% on third down. Though you can't have sustained drives. They're terrible. You know we did well? And I got to get my notes here because this is something that is significant. This is significant going forward. And it's going to be the case when we go against the Commanders. Red zone offense and defense. You know, we were horrendous against the Rams. You know, compared to the Rams game, we kind of flipped the script. We were 2 of 2, 100% in the red zone, and they were 1 of 3, 33%. Well, when you look coming into the game, this is some area that we've always been amongst the best. And amongst the best, I say top 10. Or are you hovering around there? You look at red zone touchdown percentage, we were number 7. In the league, ironically, you know what? Tied with Washington coming into this weekend with red zone efficiency, scoring touchdown in the red zone offensively. So I don't know, maybe can we keep pace with Washington next week, scoring touchdowns and not selling the field goals. So that was outstanding. And then you look at red zone defense. They were only 33%, and we came into the game exactly tied with the Giants. And right out of the top 10 at number 11, giving up 51.4%. So we gave up only 33%. So, you know, you try to look at the glass half full, half empty in certain areas. So I think bend but don't break, whatever. Now, like I said, that wasn't against the Rams. And it might not be the case against good teams, like when you're playing the Packers or something. Oh, well, Bobby, yeah, but we should be able to stop the Giants. Or we should be able to stop the Raiders in the red zone. I'm just going by what occurred on the season. And we've been outstanding in the red zone. Again, look at rushing. Still, we came into the game giving up 5.1 yards a run. They got 4.9. Oh, Bobby, they don't have Saquon Barkley. And I don't know, you said Tracy was pretty good. No, we did an outstanding job on him. Very good. He only had a 2.8-yard average. Now, he scored a touchdown, but only a 2.8 average. But you know what? We're going to play Jay Daniels and the Commanders, Washington. The quarterback runs do count. So you got to count Drew Lock. By Drew Lock and his contribution, and he did this against the Cowgirls on Thanksgiving Day. I think he... I got to look at my notes again. I want to say he ran for basically the same amount. No, this is crazy. He ran for 57 yards against Dallas on Thanksgiving Day. He ran for 59 yards against us. But you know what? That's all of a sudden how that skewed, giving up 5 yards a run, 4.9 to be exact. He got 11.8 average. Yeah, you know, he had that long gain of 25 in the most inopportune time.
Right.
Come on. But we end up giving up 4.9 on the season with 5.1. So that's something that definitely needs to be addressed. I think for us to win, or upset like a Washington team in the future, or a Green Bay game, or even when we're going to play at Tampa. I don't know. You know, are you in the mix or not? Atlanta keeps falling on their face. Always thought that Tampa Bay is the more steady team. But I wish we'd have beaten the Rams, and it might mean something when we play at Tampa the last game. But we got to take away the football more. For us to win, that's the way we structured. Well, we end up being zero on the turnover margin. We got an interception, but we gave one back. So zero. So we still plus two for the season. You know where we were last year, and it's a shame we didn't get the double-digit wins. We're a plus 11. What? We might be the first ever, like, double-digit plus in the turnover margin. I don't know. I'm just coming off the top of my head. And plus 11, and you're not in the playoffs? Or you're not winning 10 games? I'm not saying that you're winning 13 or 14 games. You're not, you know, 10-7?
That, along with they had a top 10 scoring defense and a top 10 scoring offense, it didn't compute to me.
That's why we underachieve. That's why I kind of thought, I don't know, when are we middle of the pack? 8-9, 9-8. That's where I still thought we were. We're not good enough, but we're not bad enough. But we're not terrible. But the way we played against the Giants today, I don't know. We look like a bottom five team. Okay, we won, but we beat the Giants.
Yippee.
The Giants suck. Like we beat the Raiders. The Raiders suck. You say it's an NFL game. Yes, it's a win. Now, if we beat Washington, they're playing for something. The Packers are obviously trying to keep pace. Now, they're behind the eight ball between the Lions and the Vikings, considering where they're at. You know, they would be the wild card team. So when I look at all that, and this is another thing, why the Saints should have covered. The Saints were a five-point favorite on the road, and Las Vegas, they don't care who wins. They just want that money. And the Saints are a five-point favorite, and they didn't cover.
We all missed that one in pick eight.
If you'd have told me this one thing, I'd say for sure the Saints are going to cover. If you'd have just told me this one thing, because this is, through the years, this is the history of football. Number of penalties.
Oh, yeah.
And yards. Okay, 9 penalties or more is like giving up a touchdown, or 100 yards or more. Then if you got a combination of both, then it's 10 plus. They had 12 penalties, 112 yards. 12 penalties, 112 yards, that's like 10 points. So realistically, this is unusual. When you're playing the percentages, 10 points, we should have lost like 21-14. Instead of winning 14-11. So that right there, if you'd have just told me that the Giants are going to have 12 penalties, 112 yards, oh, for sure the Saints cover. That they're shooting themselves in the foot. No, not 11. That would have been more points for us. I got that wrong.
Flip those.
Yeah. 24-11. We'd have won 24-11. The game wouldn't have been close. Wouldn't have been sweating at the end and what's going to occur. I was like, oh, they're going to miss the kick, or are we going to overtime? What the hell is going to happen? So, you don't apologize for winning. I think Kamara, I would have thought I lost this bet, that for sure Alvin Kamara, how he's on a roll. Look, he still can hit it and get it. He still has that burst, but they got a block for him.
Yeah,
Kamara had 79 total yards from scrimmage. If you'd have told me we're going against the Giants, all offensive lines back, I mean, I'm not saying he has to have 150 yards. I said he'll be about, for sure, 120, 125.
Definitely at least double digits.
Yeah, well, he had 79 total yards of scrimmage when all said and done. Look, Drew Lock had a chance to win the game, and his quarterback rating is 48.5.
Ugh.
What? 48.5, you should get crushed. If your quarterback's bringing that to the table. Now, Derek Carr, he's kind of not hovering around 100 like he's been, but he was 82.6. Now, he got the interception, got the touchdown. He should hit that touchdown. The receiver's wide open. Steve, you can tell the folks of Hoodat Nation, you're watching the game with me. I'm watching the pre-snap. I go, I don't know.
Oh, look, he's all alone down there.
He's wide open. Just throw the Juwan Johnson. And Carr noticed that. So that was the easy touchdown. That was like picking chickens. And that was like a high school play. I mean, they should get that touchdown. And he took advantage of that. Valdez-Scantling targeted the most 7 times. He had 4 receptions, 51 yards. Had a long gain of 22, 13-yard average. Not 20-yard average. But, listen, I'm not worried about Juwan Johnson and Foster Morrow, the tight end contributing in the passing game. They got targeted 7 times with 6 catches for 90 yards. But you still got to block. I don't care if it's run blocking or pass blocking. Because if teams are going to see what the Giants did to our tight ends when they asked to pass protect, you don't think Washington's going to try and utilize those stunts or Green Bay? Until you fix it, they're going to try and attack the weak link. Now, LSU's own Malik Nabers, he got targeted 10 times, 5 catches, 16-yard average, 79 yards. But again, the Giants are not a very good team. And looking at the last thing before we go to the break and get to the callers, looking at defensively, I thought, you know who got a big heart and plays hard out of our old, like all of our old guys? I'm going to tell you what. Now, I don't know what you pay him, but DeMario Davis. You see, DeMario Davis, if he's not part of our team in the future, because you look like DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, you look a Honey Badger, you look all like the old players, okay? Like, and you appreciate them, but, you know, you always want to get rid of a player a year or two soon than a year or two late, depending on how you're compensating them. You know, I don't even put Alvin in that area, even though you consider an old running back at 30 years of age. But I look at Double D, I look Cam Jordan and Tyrann Mathieu. To me, the one that still, to me, DeMario Davis is better than Honey Badger or Cam Jordan. As far as contributing, DeMario Davis, he had 8 total tackles, which led the team along with Ugo Amadi. He had 5 and assisted, a quarterback hurry, he had the interception, he had a pass defended. You know who had one of their best games? He always talks smack. I mean, I wish sometimes he wouldn't talk because this guy never talks, and he's been more productive this year, except maybe for this game, Nathan Shepard. And the interior was Colin Saunders. Colin Saunders, had, I don't know if the coaches challenged him. He had 5 tackles, 4 and assisted. He had a sack, 2 quarterback hurries, tackle for a loss. That was definitely his best game. And then the one who came up the biggest, and obviously with the blocked field goal preventing it from going into overtime, Brian Brzee. I mean, that's a legit number one draft pick. Now, he had a tackle, but he had a sack, 2 quarterback hurries, tackle, 1 tackle for a loss, along with Colin Saunders, and a couple of pass defending, and not, like I said, like that block field goal. Chase Young is amongst the best. Steve, I think he's in the top 5 as far as quarterback
pressure,
hurries,
right.
Pressures. We end up leading the team with 3. So maybe we might be able to get Chase Young in the future at a hometown discount. But he's not going to get paid what he wants to get paid until you bring the quarterback down. You get all these pressures. No, you'll be part of the mix, but you're not necessarily going to get the big bucks. All I know is Thibodeau and Brian Burns, I don't know, we really couldn't block them, and then especially Burns. They both had a sack, both had a couple of quarterback hurries, 2 tackles for a loss. Burns had that forced fumble. A lot of times they looked at it, the mismatch. The tight ends couldn't even slow them down. They were like, don't you think they're going to go inside of you and don't you got to clamp down? They were like a speed bump, like they weren't even there. But again, the Saints win 14-11. This is a high baseball score. I mean, I don't know. You know, this day and age, when you look at the passing game and all that. But we won the game. That's all that counts, I guess. But this is an ugly win. The first half was very boring. You know, it was not boring the end of the game.
Right.
So you could have gone run errands.
Kind of like the SEC championship.
Yeah, go run errands. Do what you got to do. I'm just gonna, you know, it's like you watch the fourth quarter of an NBA game. You know, I don't care what's happening. I mean, watch the end of an NBA game, what's happening in the fourth quarter. That was almost like the Giants and the Saints. Okay, let me just watch the last fourth quarter or half of the fourth quarter. Whoa, it's getting interesting. It's going back and forth. What's going to happen? But before that, no, that was a boring-ass NFL game.
You heard the Cajun Cannons take. Want to get you now on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line, 504-260-1870. Here till 6 o'clock. Want to hear you sound off? We'll get to your calls right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly, reminding you the day after Saints score a touchdown, you can get free large fries with any purchase in the McDonald's app. Going to get to all our great callers on the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line. You can sound off 2-504-260-1870. First up, Hector in New Orleans talking about this garbage of a game. What you got for us today, Hector?
Man, garbage ain't the word. I was falling asleep. And then around the 7-minute mark of the fourth quarter, I woke up.
Yes, of course. Yes, Hector. That's when, if you don't win, run errands or do something, your wife might have had a honey-do list or something. You know, I got errands to run, whatever, and you come back. Oh, no, that was exciting to close out the game. Now, as long as the Saints win, then I'm like. But I can tell you right now, I thought, don't tell me the Saints are going to lose this game at the end. I was not confident we're going to keep them out of the end zone. Then I can tell you the one thing. Then when Brazil blocked the kick, I said, no, we can, before, even if we went to overtime, I thought we can win overtime. And then when he blocked it, I go, well, the Saints, listen, the Saints are better than the Giants. I don't know if that's saying anything, but they are better. The Giants are sorry. They're just bad.
Well, I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, to me, it all goes back to the trenches. I thought with the starting offensive line coming back, I thought we would have been able to do better in pass blocking and run blocking.
Amen.
And quite frankly, I actually thought that we were going to get a turnover or two because the Giants were that bad. They were that sorry. I thought we'd at least have two turnovers.
Be like plus two, plus three or something? Yeah.
Exactly. So, but going forward, it ain't going to get any better, and teams are just going to do what everybody else has been doing until we make the necessary corrections. They're going to test us until we can prove that we can stop the run, contain running quarterbacks, at least be disciplined on defense, and until we can start blocking better, we're either going to be in close games and win against garbage teams, or we're going to be that bad against really good teams.
Yeah, and then you know what? At best, you're hovering around 500. 8-9, 9-8. That means you're not bad, you're not good. And then worst case scenario, if you don't pull off an upset or two, I don't know what's going to happen. Then this is when, you have to make drastic changes. Because everybody wants to win. Everybody's not going to win. 6, 7, 8 coaches get fired every year. But you cannot. It's unacceptable. We spoiled what Sean Payton and Drew Brees accomplished. You can't be going 6-11 or even 7-10. Because, listen, I love Coach Rizzi. I loved it when he's chewing out the punter. What in the hell are you punting that dude for? You got an angle, you punt. You're a pro. So hopefully the fans appreciated that. It's tough love. It's the NFL. It ain't PE class. No, you got to do what your freaking damn job. And so I think the fans appreciated Coach Rizzi getting on the punter. And I think, hey, Ball, he understands. You got to be a pro. You can't have any miscues like that. People say, oh, you don't talk to a man like that. What are you talking about? You know, all the times Coach Marty right. chewed people's behinds out. Come on. Or Bill Parcells, Belichick. It's the NFL. It's not the soft league. It's not the National Soft League. It's the football league. It's a controlled violence. Come on.
Last thing, Bobby. Just answer me this question. Just looking at the offense throughout the entire day, is a lot of it a combination of bad O-line play, play calling, and just not executing at all? And who takes the blame for that?
I think it's more not necessarily bad play calling. A lot of it is like the players and who's you asking to do certain things with the execution. I thought our tight end play was horrendous. I might say, Bobby, what are you talking about? When you look at the tight end position, and listen, I love Foster Moreau. He's a homeboy. I like Juwan Johnson. I played with two of the best Bobby, are you like the old man? Get off my lawn. I played with two of the best blocking tight ends in NFL history, Hobie Brenner and John Tice. I can tell you're going to ask Ricky Jackson. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He hated to go against Hobie Brenner. He goes, oh, the games are easy. We do not – the game has changed. It's more a passing league. But at times you're asked to pass block like an offensive lineman, a tackle. You can't be giving up the inside. You know who else played terrible? And he took a step back. We need Fuaga. We need Fuaga to play at a very high level. This is one of his poorest games. This would be a game that Fuaga, you might have thought, would have had the first or second week. Fuaga did not play well today against the Giants, to say the least. So I would say it's more dogs. I mean, it's more who's in the hunt, who's getting it done, and there was no excuse. The Giants are playing with backup players in the trenches. They're playing with backup trenches. You know, the one player who was not available for them, and when you consider where he's at, Hector, you heard of Dexter Lawrence, right?
Yep.
Dexter Lawrence, oh, my God. That guy would start off every team. You got to double team every play. Well, he's out for the season. He got hurt in the Cowgirl game Thanksgiving Day.
Thank goodness he wasn't around.
No, he'd have been. Yeah. Along with Burns, he'd have been so disruptive. I don't know. To me, you might say, oh, well, Kubiak, he doesn't know what plays he's calling and all that. We need more explosive playmakers. I understand all that. But at the point of attack, I think at times, now, I think overall how we played the run, they don't have Saquon Barkley no more. I look at Tracy. I look at Singletary. I think overall we contained them. But the quarterback still counts. And how are you going to contain him from running the football? I'm just more disappointed how we could not run the ball. 2.8 average, that should have been 4.8. You might say, oh, no. That's a major difference. 2.8 versus 4.8. 33 rushing attempts. No, we should have had 140, 150 yards. Deuce and I talked about this. Not 92. No, listen. Kendrick Miller, hopefully he can contribute and maybe break tackles and all that. He had a one gain, 9 yard. I thought that touchdown run he had was outstanding, but he still only averaged 3.2. And Alvin had a 16-yard long gain, but he only has 2.6. No, this is a I'm going to ask Coach Rizzi this on the coach's show. To me, considering that we all excited, The O-line, we got the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. You know, yeah, the boys are back. You having the Eagles game. No, the boys weren't back against the Giants. No, I was extremely disappointed what happened up front. I'm just telling you right now, because considering who we were playing the Giants backups. So this is like a preseason game and we couldn't run the ball against them.
Appreciate the time, Hector. We're going to take a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Want to hear from you as well, 504-260-1870. Taking that break and be right back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Back here on the Ciroc Point After, Ciroc, celebrate life responsibly. The Saints winning 14-11 over the New York Giants. Checking out our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Going to Hollywood in Thibodeau. Wanted to talk about this matchup. How's it going today, Hollywood?
Pretty good there, Steve. Hey, Bob, how you making out?
All right, Hollywood. Yeah, working Fouchon or what, you just at your house or hanging out? I know E.D. White's in the state championship. I know that.
Yeah, we all excited over here in Thibodeau. And I told my grandson, just enjoy the moment. I'm enjoying the moment. I'm not even playing football. I'm just excited.
Just supporting.
I'm just excited to go to the Superdome Friday night. And I told him, we don't see this too much, and we got to take advantage of this one opportunity. You get it one time, Bob.
That's right.
Friday night.
That's right. One time, and you just enjoy the moment and appreciate that you have that opportunity.
And Xavier Ford from Leesville is the real deal. He had a 137-yard rusher.
Yep.
He broke the all-single season, whatever yards, in Leesville.
Yeah, in Leesville. That's old Ford Polk. It ain't that no more. I had to change the name because political correctness, whatever.
Well,
when you look at Leesville, I always remember that school because of Kevin Mawai. I mean, you talk about a stud. That's where he went to school. But what do you think of the game, Hollywood, against Saints and Giants? I mean, I was like, man, these are two bad teams when I'm watching this game.
Well, Bob, and my word that I use every time I speak at Thibodeau and anywhere, I use garbage. Grouper can't kick. No, we got a care in him. He can't kick long. He can't kick short. I'm done with Grouper.
You're panicking too much. I can play both sides of the fence, Hollywood. Now, I know he missed two extra points early in the season. And then you look at it. I'm going to just tell you this. He was coming into the game, he was 20 of 22 total, and opposing kickers were 22 of 29. And then he was 5 for 5 from 50 yards plus. And then he missed one from 30 to 39, one from 40 to 49. But those two extra points, you got to be 100%. So, Steve, what was the distance today when he missed?
The miss was what, 54-yarder?
Yeah, so that was his first. So I told you it was his first 54-yarder. Now you got an inclement weather. You're not always going to kick in a dome or a controlled environment. So he's now 5 or 6. So no, Hollywood, come on. Groopy has not been that bad. Groopy's not the reason why. You look at where we're at right now. How many wins we have right now? Five wins. So you look at, now 5-8? No. Groupie, it's not like he cost us a game this year. Oh, if Groupie would have made that, we'd be 6 or 7 wins. That's not the case. Hollywood, anything else? Oh.
Yeah, we don't have the explosive players, right? We just got a couple.
Amen.
More of those in different areas like, running back, Kamara, he's getting old. But the receivers, we don't have no explosive receivers. Stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, no, it's not the right home about now. Derek Carr is utilizing the tight ends more. Like I said earlier, the tight ends, Juwan Johnson and Foster Moore were targeted 7 times. They had 6 catches for a total of 90 yards. Now, Juwan had a 30-yard long gain, and he had a touchdown. Foster Moore with 32 yards. Valdez-Scantling. But Valdez-Scantling, he would be a compliment. You know, if you really had enough targets at the wide receiver and you're trying to take the top off the defense, you know what I'd like to have? If right now, how you can really attack a defense, because Drew Brees, Derek Carr can throw the long ball. Now, you got to block. But can you imagine we're trying to stretch the defense? I think they would compliment Chris Olave. If you had Rashid Shaheed and Scantling, and Scantling would be like the third guy right now, Scantling's like the first guy right now. So, no, we do not have explosive receivers. I mean, Cedric Wilson, he caught that one ball for 18 yards, but we don't have that. We just don't. The two explosive guys we have, one's on IR and one's still playing. Taysom Hill's out, Kamara's still playing. No, our strength needed to be our defense, and our defense has not been the strength this year. Considering what we expected, we needed to have a top-end defense to continue to take the football away, but as of late, we're not taking away the football enough.
Steve, Brittany, Gavin, and all the rest of you sounding off here on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line. You too, 504-260-1870. Taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After, and we'll be back pouring them out right after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Saints a 14-11 winner. We're here on the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly. Right back into our phone line. Steve and Monterey, you're up next up. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, guys. All right. Somebody has to say this. I know it's not popular. Someone has to say it, so I'm going to go ahead and say it. Why are we praising DeMario Davis when he catches the interception and then he gives himself up? These guys got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah,
they got to run it. They got to run it. No, they can't. They can't stop. Jonathan Vilma would never do that.
Steve, the only thing is I looked at the replay a number of times with Charlie, so I want an objective opinion. It doesn't look like he gave himself up. To me, it looked like he slipped. So I don't know why the official said he gave himself up. So if he slipped, unless he's touched down, then he can get up and run. Now, if they don't, that one individual that had a chance to tackle him, it wasn't a clear shot for a pick six. But I'm saying, hell no, you got to go score. You got to get a pick six. You got to go run and score. Considering if you run and score, then we up by 9 points. Then you kick an extra point. We're up by 10. You can't trust the offense then. So, Steve, all I know, when I looked at the replay a number of times, I don't think he gave himself up when he intercepted. I think when he planted his foot, he actually slipped. And then they called it like he gave himself up. To me, he slipped. Then he got up and took off and run, and the officials screwed that up. That's what I think happened.
Well, I appreciate you making an excuse for him, Bobby, but I'm pretty sure the guy needs to have better awareness. He can't be a rookie. He's the leader of the defense.
I agree.
And he ain't showing that he's ferocious. And then a couple other things. Kubiak, this guy's got no creativity. And then, honestly, this is the last thing for me, and it's frustrating. Why did we give up Will Lutz for Blake Groupie? I mean, Will Lutz is a professional. Groupie, he's just going to let you down. So, very frustrating, and that's all.
Well, I don't know. I think they're both NFL kickers. They both, kick at a high level. Sean Payton, obviously, is glad Will Lutz is in Denver. I think maybe gave up a little too early on Will Lutz. You know, kickers can't go through a slump. But Blake Groupie, I know he was 5 for 5 from 50-plus yards, and he missed one. You consider the conditions outdoors in New York, so now he's 5 for 6 for 50-plus yards. But he's still, did he make any field goals today, right? No, because it's 14-11. So he's actually 20 of 23 on the season. So it's not like, Steve, it's not like he's sucking. I mean, now you might think Will Lutz is better than Blake Groupie. That's an argument there.
It's also contract costs more.
Yeah, but I think they're both NFL kickers. Yeah, the money comes into play.
For sure. That's why Morstead's not here punting.
No, but Blake Groupie, if you've seen him on the street, you'd think he'd be at the St. Patrick's Day parade. Or he'd beat a Notre Dame mascot. He looks like a leprechaun.
Cajun Cannon getting some news from the Twitter sphere. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network reporting Saints quarterback Derek Carr is feared to have suffered a fracture in his left non-throwing hand. Another frustrating injury situation for Carr and New Orleans.
Okay, it's his left hand. I mean, he could still play. He's getting paid $150 million. You put a calf in technology today, then Archie Manning play with a cast at Ole Miss. It's his left hand. You could take a snap.
Right. The positive is it's not his throwing hand.
No. You could play. If anything's broken on your left side, now your right side, then you have no hope. You could have a wrist or hand and all that. No, you just put a cast on and you play. I mean, I don't know. You take the snap. See, I don't know, whatever, it's broken, you give a shot and all that. Yes, come on. You could play. Look, now, think about Pete Werner playing when he had that club on his left hand. Every time he's tackling, now think, you're tackling every play, not the quarterback. Now you're tackling, feel like I'm punching that wall. But he still played. Now it's hard to wrap up. So, no, Jared Carr, what a warrior, you got a broke hand. So, no, you got to play, dude. It's not your right hand. And you know who else, if I can recall, old school? Steve DeBerg. Remember that name, Steve DeBerg? He played a bunch of games on his left hand, or something was broken on his left side. You can play with that.
We're heading to break, but first we're going to let stations identify themselves. We're going to pause 10 seconds right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Oh, what a warrior.
As we head to break, reminding everybody, Venture Global donating $10 per Saints receiving yards to their Catch for the Coast program. Venture Global innovating to provide low-cost LNG to the world. Their current donations after today's game, $29,140. Taking a break, stepping away. Be back with more of the Ciroc Point After right after this on the Saints Radio Network. Welcome back into the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly. Saints getting a win 14-11 over the New York Giants. They improved to 5-8 on the season. Heading back to our phone lines. Brittany in Pensacola wants to sound off. How you doing tonight, Britt?
Hey, I'm doing okay. Almost had a heart attack in the middle of the game.
Me and you both.
We won, so that's all that matters. But, man... See, we got to get rid of Pete Werner. He don't do nothing. All he does is penalty.
But Brittany, come on! You're just partying watching the game. You can't be. You can't be.
Man, that one came out of way left field. Werner.
No. Pete Werner's a warrior. Pete Werner is one guy that I think we can count on in the future. When you say like we got to get rid of him, no. But what are you talking about? Pete Werner is going to be part of our future. And what we're going to try and do defensively. He had 6 total tackles. When you look at it, he was like second place behind DeMario Davis. Him and Will Harris had 6. No, Pete Werner is a football player. And I told Steve this during the game, Brittany. Pete Werner is the right draft pick. Now, you might say at times he gets exploited. And I can see why the Saints drafted him because he is a football player. Pete Werner is 2 players that we let go and are contributing at a high level for opposing teams. Okay, one being Alex Azzalone. Well, did he break his arm or something? You know, he got hurt at Florida, the Saints, and now with the Lions. The Lions are so decimated on defense. That's why I don't know about the Lions going to win the Super Bowl. Offensively, they're very explosive. But defensively, they all banged up. They got a lot of studs hurt. That being the Lions. And they really stepped up considering where they're at. I think that's why they go for it so much on 4th down. No, we need to keep our defense off the field. But Alex Azzalone and Dan Campbell and Aaron Glenn was aware of that. That's why they brought him on board with the Lions. And then you look at Caden Ellis and how he's contributed at a high level, with the Atlanta Falcons. So, Brandon, I don't agree with you about Pete Werner. Now, you could say watching the game, you're having a heart attack. We're all having a heart attack. But I was having a heart attack because I said, we got to beat the Giants. The Giants aren't very good. Now, I'd be like, boy, can you upset a team like Washington? But what would be really a major upset is can you upset the Packers? Which I don't think is going to happen on Monday night right before Christmas. It's going to be on the frozen Monday night football. It's going to be frozen. But, you know, the last time we played in unbelievable conditions, we beat the Cleveland Browns.
Right.
I mean, but they had Deshaun Watson at quarterback, so that might have helped us. But, Brittany, no, I don't know why you're hating on Pete Werner. Pete Werner is not the reason why we're not winning.
We're taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Oh, those Saints staying alive in the NFC South. Get a 14-11 win over the New York Giants, improving to 5-8 on the season. Now we're going to get into what's bugging Bobby about today's game. And it's brought to you by J&J Exterminators, Louisiana's largest independent exterminating company. It was an ugly game, Cajun Cannon, but what is bugging you the most about today's win?
Well, we still can't stop the run. You want to be able to run the football and stop the run. I'm not even going to harp on We only averaged 2.8 yards a run, even though coming into the game, I guess that's bugging me too. you know, we averaged 4.6, and all our O line is back in the fold. Oh, says the Eagles game. Are we going to roll? We're going to roll.
Take advantage of it.
Not so fast. So I guess I could put that what's bugging me. Again, it's like old school. Can you run the football? Can you stop the runs, even though it's a pass happy league? But the quarterback runs do count. You don't think when we play, I want to say the Redskins, but the Commanders, Washington, Jane Daniels, it's not going to count his runs and what he does against us? No, it's all going to count. And the average, what are you giving per carry? Well, we came into the game giving up 5.1 yards a carry. Well, it was 4.9 today. And Drew Lock had 11.8. So basically a 12-yard average. And he did that against the Cowgirls on Thanksgiving Day, that being Drew Lock. So, Jane Daniels. I don't know. That's going to be a bet on Vegas. Charlie, you know this. What's the over and under what Jane Daniels will have rushing the football against the Saints? That's going to be interesting. Right now, I would take the over. Now, I don't know what Vegas is going to put that at. But I could say, it's not just stopping the running backs, it's stopping the running game. And the quarterback is part of that.
In that, right.
And the closest thing to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens right now would be Jane Daniels.
My heart hurts already.
No, not Drew Lock with the Giants. Even though Drew Lock, he shows he can extend plays. He had back-to-back games, over 50 yards rushing. But Jane Daniels at a different level. So right now, that's what's discouraging. We still can't stop the run.
Well, Cajun Cannon, I'm seeing maybe the real reason the Saints were struggling today. According to TMZ, a Giants player allegedly gave an OnlyFans model tickets to today's game so she could flash the Saints during them to distract them.
So, well, like she's on Bourbon Street?
Exactly.
Bourbon Street, like on a balcony? any bar, like Mardi Gras? Okay, I'll throw you some beads. Show me your... I'm not going to say it with the T word. Show me your...
So that's why it seems, I guess, the Saints might have been distracted on the field today.
Come on. Now, if you ain't seen that in your life, come on. Now, how can that distract you? You got to stay focused. The task at hand. You can have all that you want after the game. You got to worry about that during the game.
Saints still won, though, distracted or not. 14-11 over the New York Giants. We shall take a break on the Savant Point
after. Oh, Steve, show me your... Don't, Steve. You want me to show you my breasts?
Right. Taking a break, we shall return with even more of this off the train point after right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back into the Ciroc Point After. Celebrate life responsibly. Real quick, an NFL scoreboard brought to you by Miller Lite. The game's in action currently. Seattle Seahawks currently have a 27-18 lead over the Arizona Cardinals. It's the 49ers 24, Bears 6. And my, oh my, the L.A. Rams 31-14 over the Bills currently.
Well, the Rams are one of those Hollywood teams. You know, like when they play this, we're going to beat the Saints. And then they had a wake-up call at halftime. And then they scored three of the four possessions in the second half to get touchdowns. Now they looked at it, we better pack a lunch, even though we got them at home against the Bills. Who was more hot in the AFC than the Buffalo Bills? No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. Remember Chris Berman? And the Bills. Who was hotter than Josh Allen? So the Rams.
Rams pouring cold water on them.
The Rams have come to play. Because look at the opponent. They play down or up to their opponent. The Rams are one of those helter-skelter-type teams. So when I look at that with McVay and Matthew Stafford, to me, even though the Saints were hanging the first half, we had a chance, they were playing with us. Maybe we might catch the Packers on Monday night. They're playing with us. Maybe we have a fighting chance. So that'll be interesting going forward. But it is the NFL. Now, when you think about this, and they're on the Saints' schedule, who are we going to be favored? We are favored against the Giants. We're going to be favored against the Raiders. To show you the unpredictability, is that a word? Unpredictable.
Sure, now it is.
I can make one up. How unpredictable the NFL is that who would have thought, okay, the Giants are sorry. They won at Seattle. That's a tough place to win. They won at Seattle. Then you look at the sorry Raiders. You know the Raiders beat the Ravens in Baltimore?
Wow.
What? Exactly. So that's why Look, anything can happen. It's the NFL. Now, one game, what does that mean? No, can you string together, like all of a sudden, why are the Bills perceived as one of the best AFC in the AFC? Because what have you done for me lately? Now, not so much today against the Rams, but, you know, you reevaluate, and then that's why we love the NFL, because how it always changes. It's pros versus pros. Who's going to show up?
You think you know, but you don't, and you never
will. Yeah, who's going to show up? All I know is I'd be shocked if we stop Jayden Daniels from running, considering how we have not stopped running quarterbacks when we play Washington in the Dome. I would be shocked. I don't know what the over and under is going to be in Vegas, but I would take the over. I mean, Steve, we were talking about this at the break, and Charlie and all. I would say right now, if Drew Lock had 50-plus yards, I would say he's going to have 75-plus. I'm not saying 100-some yards and he goes crazy.
Right, but you're taking the over on that one.
Yeah, like he's like Michael Vick or whoever you might see, or Cam,
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. You know, you look at whoever you think, like, oh, he just went off and was running wild. No, but I think how you keep a defense off balance, that he could have 75-plus yards. So that'll be interesting to see if we can take, because it all counts. Can you stop the run? And or can you run the football?
We are taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Stay tuned. We'll be back with even more after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Love all our great callers here on hold on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. You can sound off 254-260-1870. Gavin in New Orleans East, you are up next. What you got for us today, Gavin?
All right. Season's greetings, guys. I'm just going to say right quick, I watched the game. I think that it was, you had who wanted it, basically who wanted to lose was the way I saw the whole game play out, because the Giants probably had, I think, 12 penalties.
No, yeah, they had 12 penalties, 112 yards. They were like trying to give the game to the Saints.
Right. But then the Saints couldn't put them away at any time in the game. With throwing, making any throws, and at best, this team needs this team may be lucky if it won even 7 games. They need a complete overhaul of the Saints at this point. And I've, you know, these games that we've struggled, just think about it. We've actually, if we were great with the talent we have, and I know we've had injuries, but the talent you have, the Saints should be no more than 7-5, because you lost to Atlanta, you lost to Carolina.
And the Eagles. The Eagles, we are up by 5 points the last drive. So if you just say, okay, those 3 wins, and that's being objective. Nah, we're not going to beat the Chiefs. You can look at, like, who we're playing. So let's just say if you flip it. So let's just say we played 13 games and we're 5-8. No, that's not far-fetched. The woulda, coulda, shoulda. But we could be 8-5. But you got to finish games. How do you close out games? No, I'm just telling you. No, did you win or did you lose? It's not like you get, like, points for, oh, we were close, in the fourth quarter. But, no, it's a shame. The Falcons didn't score an offensive touchdown in Atlanta, and we lost that game. And then the Eagles needed a touchdown, not a field goal. We run into each other, and we give them a touchdown. So you look at that. And what was the other one, Gavin? What was the other game we should have won?
I mentioned Carolina.
Sorry-ass Carolina Panthers.
Miserable.
What happened there? It just shows you the fine, thin line. That's a cliche, whether you win or lose. But that's the way it is. But no, you are what your record says you are. We're not 8-5. We're 5-8. So I don't know if we got closers. I don't know. Do we have the right mentality to close out games? Because look at the damn Kansas City Chiefs. Oh, well, they're not what they used to be. Well, you going to bet against the Chiefs? All I know is it might be an ugly win, but they always win. How did they finish? What did they do in the fourth quarter to close out games? And that's why I'm not going against
the
Chiefs. Come on. Yes, exactly.
That's what we look for. I mean, we want consistency in a team. You know, I don't expect same thing. You look at, even though Buffalo's getting whipped now for the last 3 years, they're in the hunt. You want a team that's always going to be in the conversation, that's consistent, and we don't have that. And there has to be an overhaul. I've called before from the top on down out there, because what we saw there, especially with the talent we have, and Kamara, of course, the Giants were stuffing the run this game, but I mean, when you have a player like that, who the Giants typically, from what I've seen, they've actually been horrible against the run.
They've been horrendous. Year, but, they've been horrendous. Yeah. And that's why Deuce and I thought we're going to have 145, 150 yards and had a bunch of people hurt. They play in practice squad players. But we couldn't run. Now, Burns ain't no practice squad player. And you look at Thibodeau. But again, now who's blocking? Our tight ends, look, I think our tight ends, they're very capable. Foster Moreau and Juwan Johnson, I think I'll, and Derek Carr has targeted them in the passing game, but they can't freaking block. They got to, you know what, you're not going off with no passes today. We're blocking the sled or something. We're just working on run blocking and pass protecting. Don't get beat on the inside. I don't know, you got to change your technique and have leverage, make them go around you. The shortest point from A to B from a quarterback, you cannot get beat inside. And sometimes that miscommunication with Fuaga at left tackle, no, it was terrible. It was like, what is this, junior college or something? No, it was bad how we were blocking. Oh, the offensive line came block. No, sometimes, now Fuaga at times, but the tight ends, our tight ends cannot freaking block. Run or pass block. They might do it every now and then, but they're so inconsistent, it's frustrating.
We're taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. We'll be back after these messages right here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. That was the play of the game for us and also player of the game. Time for our Ciroc toast to the Saints player of the game. Pour yourself a glass of Ciroc premium vodka and a toast to Brian Brzee for that blocked field goal that would have sent the game to overtime and also had a heck of a game today, Cajun Cannon.
Yeah, Brian Brzee, you know, like the Saints fans, you know, when you're not in the playoff picture, who are we going to draft? Oh, well, what are we taking? Where are we picking? Who are we taking in the first round? Oh, we need a lineman. Offense or defensive lineman? Oh, we need a more explosive receiver. You can go on and on.
Yeah.
Okay, where we drafted Brian Brzee? He's lived up to expectations. Now, you want it to be like Cam Jordan. Every down, first, second, third down. Now, he needs to get better against the run, but he is disruptive against the pass. And I'm talking about rushing the passer and getting sacks. That's just proof in the pudding.
Had another one of those sacks today.
Yeah, and he had another one of those sacks, and that's not an opinion. That's actually what he's accomplished. And, Steve, you know, coming into the game, and I was glad he wasn't available. He got hurt in the Thanksgiving game against the Cowgirls against Dallas. Dexter Lawrence.
Monster.
Came into the game. You look at sack leaders this year from the defensive tackles. Dexter Lawrence had 9 sacks. Brian Brzee now has 7.5 sacks. We want our edge guys to get close to double-digit sacks. So Brian Brzee has gotten the sacks. Look at Cameron Hayward, Arnhead's son. You know, part of the Houdat Nation, part of the Saints, Arnhead. Well, his son Cameron with the Steelers. He has 6 sacks coming in today. Well, like I said, Brzee got 7.5 sacks now. So he's left the expectations. You look at Peyton Turner. Okay, we hope Peyton Turner coming off the edge. Look where he was drafted, number 1 pick. Okay, what did Peyton Turner? I'm like, okay, what did he do today? He had a tackle, 1 unassisted, and he had a pass defended. Okay, Carl Granderson, he's off the edge. Now this isn't 3 quarterback hurries. Which led the team along with Chase Young. But that bank for your buck, he wasn't drafted in the first round. So you have to look at, okay, where is a player drafted in expectations? So Brian Brzee has lived up to that. And you look at Patrick Turner. I'm just going to talk about from a defensive perspective, not even the offensive line. So Brian Brzee comes up with a sack, 2 quarterback hurries, a tackle for a loss, 2 pass defending, and a significant block so the game don't have to go into overtime to help us win. So props go out to Brian Brzee. Now, if he's truly going to be a pro and he wants to better his skill set, is he has to get stronger and technique, watch film about leverage, is that when do you pick and choose that I'm truly going to be upfield to rush the passer or I'm being stout? You want to be stout to where, you know what, like a Dexter Lawrence, damn, you better double team that cat, or you know he's gonna be like 2nd and 11. You know, it's not gonna run right at you, and you get knocked off the ball into the linebackers. That's what he has to do, and I think Brian Brzee will be mature enough because that's how you get paid really the big bucks. It's like, okay, who was the big bucks most disruptive player than Aaron Donald? Hello? Oh, what did he play in the interior like Brian Brzee? What did he do? He was disruptive, whether it's against a run or the pass. I'm not saying Brian Brzee could be Aaron Donald, but if you set your goals high and you work on your craft and you want to be a pro, don't be selling, oh, man, I'm getting after the, a quarterback. Oh, you're going to be a one-trick pony. Oh, I'm going to rush the passer. No, and Brian Brzee could have a long career doing that. But do you want to be the best of the best? You know what, Cam Jordan, the flip side. You know Cam Jordan had 4 sacks in college? And he's the all-time sack leader in Saints history? Now, he slacked off because he's old. But has Cam Jordan always been an every-down defensive end? Now, not so much. He started going down last year than this year.
Right.
That injury, not because of age. But that's why Brian Brzee still has an opportunity. Said, damn it, I want to be on the field first, second, third down.
Right, you couldn't get him off.
You can't run at me. And then when you're going to pass, I'm going to disrupt the protection and influence the opposing quarterback. Then all of a sudden, Brian, everybody wants him. Then you get paid truly the big bucks, and then you're being recognized not only in the Houdat Nation, but you recognize throughout the NFL. And you, boy, that damn Brian Brzee with the Saints, we want him, and everybody want him. That's where Dexter Lawrence is at. You know why? Even though Dexter Lawrence plays in the Giants, if you know football, you know who he is. He's not only a pro, but he's 2-time All-Pro. But why we don't talk more about Dexter Lawrence, and he just got hurt, like I said, that Thanksgiving Day game? Because the Giants are sorry. Now, you want to be in a team that's not sorry and you're an explosive. So Brian Brzee, hopefully he's part of the Saints in the future to make that kind of difference.
Today in the NFC South, Saints a winner, also the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So right now, Tampa on top, 7-6. The Falcons lost. They're now 6-7. The Saints right behind that at 5-8. And then the Carolina Panthers bringing up the rear at 3-10. We are taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After.
So wait, Steve, we go to the break.
Yeah.
You had told us that you and Charles talked about in the pregame. But that bet that one individual had, the Eagles-Carolina game.
It was sweating it for a while.
$3 million. He bet $3
million.
What was the
money line just for the Panthers to beat the Eagles.
No, the Eagles to beat the Panthers, right?
Right. Sorry.
The Eagles to beat the Panthers on the money line. And, oh, the Panthers might have upset him, but not so fast. So what, he put up $3 million to win $400,000, right?
But the Philly, they were 13.5-point favorite at home. They just won 22-16, so Carolina put up a heck of a fight in Philly.
Yeah, Carolina, little Bryce has played better as of late the last 3 games. No, he looks more legit. He looks like an NFL quarterback as of late.
But we
don't play him no more.
Taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. Stay tuned. Be right back with more on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Whew, we are tipping a few back here on the Ciroc Point After tonight. Celebrate life responsibly after a Saints 14-11 victory over the Giants in MetLife Stadium. A Brian Brzee blocked field goal at the end of the game helps save this one from heading to overtime. We're going to go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. TJ in Chalmette, you're up. What you got for us today, TJ?
Hey guys. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, TJ, what you got?
All right, yeah, boss. I'm sorry. I'm working on the river right now, and I'm working. I'm just about to call y'all up.
Oh, awesome. On the river, on the mighty Mississippi. I love that.
Yes, sir. I heard you talk about Kendrick Miller earlier.
You
called him out, and I started him in fantasy since you did that. Thank you. But to me, he didn't have nowhere to run. He tried, but the offensive line didn't break no holes for him. It seems like he wants to do good, but he can't do nothing.
Without a doubt. We need Kendrick Miller going forward against Washington and the games we have left.
Yeah, nothing could get going in that run game today.
No, because Alvin Kamara averaged 2.6. Kendrick Miller averaged 3.2. We had 2.8 average. I don't care if it's against Washington, Green Bay, the Raiders, Tampa Bay. How are we going to close out the season? No, it all starts up front. Alvin Kamara didn't forget how to run. Kendrick Miller knows how to run, but you just got to freaking play. You have to be available.
That's the only question with him is health.
TJ, he had 10 carries today. He had a long gain of 9 yards. He had that one significant touchdown run. That was beast mode. That was very similar to what you witnessed. Deuce McCallis, remember, this is way back, I think, in the playoff game when we had a rugby-type play and we kept pushing and pushing. And Deuce went in the end zone. Well, Kendrick Miller had that type play. So that's what I'm looking forward to, because Kendre Miller, and I have this right here, and TJ, the bottom line is that he's been effective when he's healthy. And, you know, the saying, I've said this through the years, well, he's hell when he's well, but are you going to be well? He's averaged right at 6 yards a carry, 5.8 yards per carry on 9 rushing attempts in 2 games this season. I'm hurt. He's like the offensive version of Peyton Turner. Okay, you play a couple of games and you don't play. Last year when he played in only eight games, think how many games Alvin Kamara always plays. But Kendre Miller's best game last year in the season final, remember, had 73 yards rushing and a touchdown on 13 carries against the Falcons. So, no, it's not. Kendre Miller can run, but we want to praise him. The Houdan Nation wants to acknowledge him. But if you're not playing, we can't give you credit. Now, the one thing I wish, listen, when he first came on board, when he's coming out of TCU, he said, man, I'm here to take over. Like, and he was disrespectful to me, to Alvin Kamara. Now, I'm the man. Well, you got to do something first. You got to slow your roll,
well,
dude.
You remember, too, draft night, even Deuce was like, slow your roll, young
buck.
Yeah,
you got to humble yourself. You got to humble yourself. Well, I don't know. Maybe the way he was raised, how he is, his mindset. And if you kick ass, you don't got to talk to the media. You could be a jerk. Just run. Let your play do the talking. You don't have to say anything. But I think he wants to talk. And he had a message. He said, coming into the game, we're finna. To let that dog off the leash.
Woof, woof.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get off the leash, and I'm ready to get out there and bark a little bit. I'm ready to do what I do. Okay, you don't have to say that. Just do it, and the fans will embrace you.
Just do it. That's a good slogan. Someone should use that.
Nike, whatever. How about you just kick ass, and you don't have to say anything. So that's why Kendre Miller, look, the Saints fans are for him. You know what we want? We just want him to play. This season, like I said, 9 rushing attempts, 52 yards, the 5.8 8-yard average, and explosive plays. You look at 4 of those 9 carries coming into the game. Went for at least 8 yards. He had 1 carry today for 9 yards. We're on Kendre Miller's side. You know why we're on his side? Because we need a damn running back to do something. It's not all Alvin Kamara.
Amen.
Taysom Hill ain't here no more. So we need Kendre Miller.
We're not against him.
No, we're for him. So we ain't hating on nobody. But you got to play. You can't just be, man, I'm living an NFL lifestyle, and I'm chilling. Oh, my ham. Oh, my right ham. Oh, my left ham. How about this ham? That ham been baking a long time in that oven. It should be well done by now and ready to roll. How can you be a pro? How can you show up at training camp in August and then you practice a half a day and then one day, not even a full practice? Oh, I'm done. My hamstring. Well, you didn't train? Were you sitting on the couch playing video games? I don't know. I'm just speculating here. But why you weren't ready? You got to be a pro like Deuce says. You got to be a pro. And you want that pro lifestyle to be the man? You want to be rewarded in the future, DJ? Well, you got to just contribute. And now, like, oh, I got all this potential. I got all this ability. Man, you don't have to say anything. Just go out there and do it, and you'll be financially rewarded, and the Houdan Nation will embrace you.
The Saints did do it today, barely getting that 14-11 victory over the New York Giants. Now 5-8 on the season. We're taking a break here on the Ciroc Point After. We'll be back with even more right after this on the Saints Radio Network. Closing time here on the Ciroc Point After. First, we're going to pause 10 seconds, let stations identify themselves on the Saints Radio Network. Saints a 14-11 winner over the New York Giants. Chajan Cannon, I know you see something on the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line you want to sound off on before we get out of here.
Yeah, I want to sound off also. Look at the shirt I'm rocking. I'm going to rock this the next few days. I might not even wash it.
Founding father of the Who Dat Nation with the date.
December the 10th.
So that's Tuesday.
I'll be doing a special edition of Sports Talk come this Tuesday. The Who Dat Nation turns 18. You remember, like...
Oh, how quickly they grow.
I remember Alice Cooper, 18. Think about that song. It might be a special day. Just goes to show you how time flies by and how relevant the Saints have been. Now, can we be relevant in the future with Drew Brees and Sean Payton has established? I don't know. Now, Mickey Loomis wants to be a part of it. And part of this text, I'm going to read it, is like 5268. At some point, Mickey Loomis has to take responsibility and move on to another role and overhaul this organization. Mickey Loomis ain't going nowhere. Mickey Loomis is part of the Saints' future. I've said this over and over again. I don't know how many times, at least a handful, maybe a half a dozen. I look at Gail Benson, Dennis Schlosser, Mickey Loomis, Greg Venzel, PR perspective. All of that is like a family. And nothing wrong with being a family because who you trust. You know, you got to trust people. But the bottom line, it's a production business. You have to win. So the thing is with Mickey Loomis, I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but he's not going anywhere. Will he be a figurehead that maybe he can humble himself in the future to pass the torch who's going to actually run the team? And I've said this before, very similar to Mr. McKay with the Falcons and how Arthur Blank trusts him. And I don't know, it's the role president, whatever it might be. You know, Fontenot's running that team. But to see what could occur there with Mickey Loomis, and maybe you go to the owner's meeting and you represent Ms. Gale and all that. So he's still a big part of the Saints. But maybe an outsider coming into the organization to change. Because where the Saints are at right now, you got to keep the Houdat Nation hungry and give them hope, whether it's 2025, 2026 going forward.
Cajun Ken, we'll hear from you and Mike D tomorrow on the second guest at the Silver Slippers Casino. Saints a 14-11 winner tonight. Say goodnight to the Houdat Nation.
All right, bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Houdat, go Saints.